Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad. It is Thursday at 7 p.m., so it is time for my radio program. Actually, it is our radio program. I invite you to participate. Usually, I don't encourage a lot of people to call in, but today I'm encouraging call-ins to make up for all the time that we've missed talking personally to each other. So as we get ready for this program, I just was receiving this message from Spirit that we were to take call-ins. You have the number in front of you, and we're going to open the lines right away so we can have some good conversation. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead until the calls come in. And first, I will do the intuitive insights of what I see for what's going on for this day. And the first piece of information is that we are at a place of new beginnings spiritually. Now, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? Is that the question is, where are you in this whole paradigm? What kind of enthusiasm do you have for being in connection with Source, with God, with whoever the higher power is? I had an interesting conversation with someone late afternoon in the difference between religion and spirituality. And my comment was that with spirituality, I'm in connection with God every single moment, and I don't know about religion, but it seems like they connect every Sunday or every Saturday, depending on whatever the religion is. So what we're looking at here is spiritually, and in that place where you are so at peace, that this is a new beginning for all of you. You're starting to feel it at a deeper level. Ooh, does that feel good? And you're starting to know things that you did not know before. And doesn't that feel good? You're starting to get directions on whether to go to the right, whether to go to the left, whether to stop, or whether to go forward. And if we are listening 100% and we are in our heart rather than in our head, it is a foolproof formula as far as I can see. Okay, what we are opening to receive in and around this is to be as a newborn child, to be with open eyes, open mind, to allow the heart to lead out. We are here in a process of healing any and all wounds that have happened before in past lifetimes. Whatever fears have plagued us, we're here to look at them and to look straight ahead and to not deviate from the path of being of staying connected to Source or to the higher power. The third possibility is what we are projecting to the outside world and what we are projecting externally, and that is that we are in a power relationship with God, with Spirit, with with other people. When I can sit with someone, just like I'm sitting with you at the present time, I'm sitting with you, and you and I are in a power relationship. We are in a connected relationship. We are connecting at some level. I am sending out a golden thread from my loving heart to your loving heart. And how do I know you have a loving heart? You wouldn't be able to receive it if it weren't a loving heart. And as we then turn around and send this cord of unconditional love to another person that we may think of, that means that I am connected with you and I'm connected with with the other person that you are connecting with. So in this way, we are 3 degrees away from anyone that we may know, that we may love, that we may want to send this energy to. The bottom line of this whole thing is, this definitely is a formula that will work for all of you. It is like opening the lotus. It's like opening a rose. It's like opening the potential and the possibility of an enlightened life. And how would that look? As opposed to, well, whatever drudgery and fear you can conjure up, because fear just seems to be, you know, false evidence appearing real. And many people can, and myself included, I always include myself. And if I had transcended all of this, I certainly wouldn't be on this planet. I would have been over and done with, and I would be guiding from the other side. Well, so here I am. So here we are with whatever fear exists, and it appears to be real, and boy, can we build a story around that. And as you do that, it certainly isn't beneficial to anyone. Because usually someone else in our acquaintanceship gets sucked into this whole thing, and we end up making them wrong, and they end up making us wrong. So it's good to just let's let that go and stay focused on that we have a new beginning spiritually. We're here to take a risk. We're here to transcend all of that by looking straight ahead. And we're here to be in a power relationship with everyone we meet. And if we can take time to stop and to look and to listen, we have that red, yellow, and green for a reason. Red says stop. Yellow says pause. And then the green says go. And then it goes to yellow, which says get ready to go. And so we have this cycle that keeps on going, and we do have a success formula out of all of that by letting ourselves bloom, by letting ourselves open up to all kinds of possibilities. Doesn't that feel good? It sure does. Well, I'm sure you're getting as many emails as I am about the 2011-2012 transformation. The end of the Mayan calendar, and they're starting to get a little bit harried, a little bit more about the chaos, a little bit more about the fear, and remember what I said, false evidence appearing real. And we have the potential to transcend this. I know that of many people who have transcended cancer, who have taken the bull by the horns, shall we say, the cancer by the horns, and said, you are not winning in this whole battle. And I happen to have a relative who has, she's ready to cross over. She believed the doctors when they said, okay, we can't do anything more for you. You can just go home and just be as comfortable as possible and put your papers in order. And then I have another friend, same thing, same situation. And she said, this isn't your timetable. This is my timetable. And she decided that this is not the way she's going to go. She's not ready to go yet. And so she decided to change her diet drastically, to change her energy, change this, okay, I'm going home and I'm going to die now. She's decided that she's ready to get in there and to move and to talk to the body and to exercise it, to be positive and to really get in connection with the cancer and say, okay, what's this all about? What is it that you are here? What lesson is it? And I don't have to die just to get this lesson. And she's turning it around. And this is about 3 weeks into it, and I can see that the cancer is subsiding, and she's actually doing, and we worked on this together, the DNA activation of the cells that are healthy in and around that for them to grow and then to squelch the cancer cells and take away their power so that they couldn't start moving around in the body to another location. Now, with chemotherapy and radiation, it seems like, and I have no proof of this, absolutely no proof, but it just feels like in my belief system that this disempowers the cells and the body and the immune system. And it may attack the cancer cells. However, it weakens the cells around them, and they don't have that empowerment to keep their energy up. And then all of a sudden, they succumb to this energy of cancer that wants to start spreading. Now, I have not had cancer. I perhaps don't know what I'm talking about. Perhaps you out there are more of an expert than I am. If you would like to call in and share your experience, I would be more than happy to accept this. And if you would also like to talk about spirituality versus religion, that is another topic that we can open up and have a discussion about. If you would like to have intuitive insights about your business, about what's going on in your life, that's also a possibility. All right, continuing on then with what is my next step? So that's a question I pose on behalf of all of you out there. What is my next step? And I went ahead and I wrote out all of the things that were coming to me. And the formula, of course, is the 12-card spread that I normally use when I'm doing a reading for anyone or I'm sitting with someone. I like that term, sitting with someone, instead of reading. So it's one and the same. So the first question, and there are 12 of these cards here, is the 10 of discs, which is wealth. What financial worries and concerns are you looking at right now? Are you one of the people who have lost their jobs? Are you one of the people who cannot pay their bills? Are you one of those who have so many concerns in and around the finances that you cannot breathe? Well, I'm feeling that many of you are asking questions about what is my new direction and what is this new communication, because we've got Mercury in this card. Mercury is communication, the winged communication that it just goes out, and it's in Virgo, which is what are the details, and also with that is would be what are the talents, the gifts and talents that I have yet to tap into. Are you feeling these energies of the gifts that I don't even know that I have? And of course, I've been working a lot on my own spirituality and my own belief system and my own, well, the booga boogas and the fears and all of that, in and around money, in and around whatever gifts and talents want to come forward. Who knows? I am being guided, I know, to open up to whatever talents that I have, that I possess, and I'm calling them forth and saying, please use me. How may I serve a higher purpose for those people listening on this radio program, for those people who come and have readings with me on the telephone, and isn't Skype wonderful? Telephone to telephone, hello. So that's what is the question. What is your new direction, and what are the financial worries that are holding you back? And what came to me recently during this deep spelunking, I call this, is that if money were not the issue, would I be doing this deep spelunking, this deep soul searching, this deep forcing of things to come to the surface? And I really got that I probably wouldn't. And Spirit or God has a method that will activate you being pushed into an uncomfortable place. I was reading the book by Harv Eker, which is the Millionaire Mind. And he says, if you're not being challenged, whether it's self-induced or other people, and boy, aren't they good at pushing your buttons sometimes, when this happens, if we are not being challenged, we're probably not growing. We're just kind of going along and going along and going along. Well, this is wonderful. However, it is important at this particular time that we delve into whatever is and start moving forward. Oh, it's great to think about all these things. So the second card is the in the unknown, in the subconscious, is the Hermit card, the number 9 of the Major Arcana. The hidden and dormant talents and the wealth that's being revealed as you go inward and as you allow we've got a Virgo card, two Virgo cards right in a row. And we don't know the details, the Virgo, and we don't know the how-to. The only thing we can know is that when in the subconscious, in this part that we don't know, it is a mighty good idea to meditate. It is a mighty good idea to sit for a quiet time. It is a mighty good idea to journal and to write. Because during that time, spirit or the higher power, your higher self, higher mind, has full access to you and can drop in these tidbits and these messages about what your hidden and dormant talents and the wealth that you possess, which you're concerned about. The wealth isn't just in the money, and many times we can utilize our gifts and talents to trade, to barter. Bartering is coming back again. Okay, the third card, in the influencing forces, the Queen of Cups, which is the ability to go into the deepest emotions, into the deepest feelings, and she is behind a veil. And the veil is not allowing her to be visible, and yet you feel her presence. And for you to know what is available through her, you must seek. You must go through the veil to connect to that place within you, that where you are at this peaceful place where you can receive information. And that is through meditation. Now, what is meditation? For me, it's sitting in the morning when I arise, and many times it's between 4 and 8. Most of the time it's between 4:30, about in 4:30. And I just sit with my cards, and I sit with my computer, and I type in different pieces of information that come to me. I just let them ramble and put them in there, and I pull a couple cards to go with that, and I let it synthesize during that time. And for those people who have subscribed to my services, I send an email out, and they comment and whatever they've gotten that morning, because we are actually meeting at the round table. I love to call it the round table. It evokes the thought of King Arthur and the round table and his knights and searching for the Holy Grail. And so I have a wonderful group that we meet every morning, and it doesn't make any difference the time zone. I sometimes say 6 o'clock, sometimes I say 7 o'clock. Whatever time we agree upon, and it's usually 7 a.m., in, you know, whatever time that is for you, please join us at the round table. Just imagine that you're entering into the castle. You're going across the drawbridge. And if you have ridden across on a horse, some people came in on their Ferrari. Other people, have different ways of getting to the castle and getting within the castle. It doesn't make any difference how you get there. The fact is that you decide you're going to be in the castle. You're going to go to your special room. And this special room has this huge round table, meaning everyone is equal. And you take your seat and you just sit in quietude, connecting with the other members at the table. Now, if you will join me tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., whatever time that is, this is 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, you will feel my presence, and you will feel the presence of the other people who have subscribed to this email group, and sitting in meditation and just allowing yourself to connect to us, and then writing and journaling or just sitting. And then afterwards, about 5-10 minutes, then you close and go to the email, and then send me and write and send me whatever has occurred. Is this, so there's no charge for this first couple of days. Just go ahead and send it to Conrad, 3198 at comcast.net. Again, that's Conrad, 3198 at comcast.net. And send it to me. I will reply, and then you can reply, and then we'll go back and forth. During this time, you see, I break it up into 4 weeks. This is, it's like you have a spiritual coach 24/7, because many times when I get up, I will go ahead and answer things at 4:30 in the morning before getting ready to go to the castle into the round table. And this is only $88.88. It's just so, so simple, and it's so reasonable, because you may be ready to go to the next level and you're behind the veil and you don't really quite know how to get going. So the fourth card is the foundation card, which is the Two of Discs change. I don't know about you, but I am in this place of I can feel the imminent signs of something new, these new talents coming forth. And it's starting to emerge from within. And I haven't put my fingers on it. However, my group feels it. And when they email me back, they give me insights about what they get, about what they think is going on with me. All right. So that it's really exciting that internally we're all changing and it's showing up outside. So whatever's happened in the past, which is the Prince of Swords, which is the mastery of mental clarity, unlimited ideas, and creative thinking in order to cut through any mental entanglements we have. Now, the prince is sitting in a chariot, and in the chariot, he's wearing this beautiful green outfit, and of course, green is about being creative. He has a sword of truth drawn back, and he is ready to cut away three figures that are pulling that chariot. They are detrimental to his progress. Now, this is all from whatever happened in the past. So if you look at the past and look at three different people, perhaps, three different fears, three different things or situations in the past that are keeping you from cutting, I mean, they're just causing you to get into a spider web, and you're the fly, and you get every time you move, the spider web just keeps snugging up, and you can't move, and it, because of whatever's happened in the past, and you're carrying it. You haven't been able to cut the cords on that. So we're asking you to cut loose on three. Just take three. That doesn't make any difference what they are. Just take any three. And just imagine you're cutting the cords. Oh, there goes that one, that person. And then you cut another one. Oh, there goes that person. I've got that one. You know. And here was this belief system that had said, well, if I don't have money, I can't go forward, can't start a business. Wrong. Okay, so that's in the past. So let's look at the present. What's going on right now? That's the Eight of Cups, indolence. Am I giving my power away to others? Am I giving and giving and listening to what their opinion is of what I should be doing? Now, I'm very careful when I'm coaching people and doing the spiritual coaching and the business coaching and intuitive coaching, that people know that their intuition has higher priority than anything else, because my purpose in coaching people is to empower them so that they are able to receive their own answers. And many times, as you're giving your power away, it's like you devalue yourself, and it's like you're telling other people, well, your opinion is much more important than mine. Wrong. Your opinion is the most important, if as long as it comes from heart. Okay, the future. Ace of Discs. Okay, new beginnings. Aces represent new beginnings. And you're ready to receive the inner and outer riches. This is on, discs are on the physical plane. Ooh, yeah. So if you are in neediness, of course, money or riches cannot come to you. It's like they bounce off of the neediness and they bounce over to somebody else. So to be in this deep state of integration of inner joy, and I love to go and have a session with someone who's in this place of confidence, and even though they may be in a place of deep turmoil, when they're in this place of joy and I feel like, oh, they have it all together. Even though internally they don't. However, I'd rather be sitting with that person than someone who's in another place where I'm all right, you know, and they really aren't. So to be transparent and say, yeah, I've been going through some things. However, I'm very clear right now. When you and I sit, I can be very, very clear. So sit with yourself. Sit with yourself in the morning. Come and sit at the round table with us at 7 a.m., and sit with us and just be quiet with your journal and sit with us as we connect with higher source. Your mental attitude, the Queen of Discs, is to be in a place of opulence, lush surroundings. And there's a solid Capricorn foundation available, and also new ideas, new inspiration from Aries, which is being the pioneer. So your mental attitude is that I can create in my feelings and in my mental clarity, I can create this. As I look around at the place that I am now, it is wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. Other people may sit in the same place and say, how can she say such a thing? And other people may say, this is so much more than I could ever imagine for myself. So it's all relative to what you're willing to be open to. Okay, the next thing is in the environment. It's the Fool card. Okay, have the courage to stand your ground based on your belief system and really know that what you receive is the most important. Listen to your heart song and get ready to take this quantum leap in and around your environment. Now, many of my spiritual friends are being called to leave wherever they've been, and they're being asked to go to different locations. Why? Because they are needed for certain situations that perhaps they don't understand. When I was, shall we say, transferred from Mount Shasta, California to Eugene, Oregon, I thought to myself, I'm going to live here forever. I love it. I don't mind the snow and having the chains and having to have my driveway plowed out. And now I think to myself, how could I have been content in a small town of 3,300 people when I have so many more things to get involved with, so many more people to assist and to help? So you see how relative that whole thing is. The next card is the for your greatest hope, which means that was the card was right side up. It's the Empress. This deep, deep connection with spirit, with the divine feminine, with the Empress, with the divine mother, with which could be the earth. And again, you have this integration of inner and outer. And you have compassion for yourself. The final outcome, the Six of Swords, is science, which shows six swords coming together, and there's a cross, and inside of the cross is that rose, or a lotus that is opening. Yeah, your final outcome is that analytically, see, we start with the heart, and yet we incorporate the mental. We bring that mental clarity. And it all, it's like you're writing a resume when everything just clicks, everything just comes together. And it's like the scientific proof of the spiritual, it just happens. And then the bottom line, which is the number 11, which is the Lust card. This is the major opening to the Holy Grail. And actually, if you're going to be sitting at the round table with me tomorrow morning, know that the Holy Grail is inside. Like the knights, Lancelot used to go charging out into the wild blue looking for the Holy Grail, when the Holy Grail was where he was already. You've achieved the goal when you can go inside to discover the inner passion and the lust for your own understanding. Cool, huh? Yeah, so that was quite a combination of pieces of information, and I'm encouraged if you would like to call in and just let me know how that resonated with you. You have the number there right in front of you. We assume someone's out there listening. I know they are. I can tell. Okay, so tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and that's Pacific Daylight Time, I would like to meet you at the round table, come to the castle, come across the drawbridge, come in and find the special room where the round table is, have a seat in one of the 12 seats, and who knows, maybe there will be 100 seats. Connect to us. We're from all over the world. And put your intention in the center of the circle and allow yourself to go into a deep place. And this is, it's like a mastermind. I will get information from you. You'll get information from me. And this is all on the etheric plane, on the telepathy. It's your heart telepathy. And then email me what kind of information came to you so that I can email you back of what I got about what you, your energy as you sat at the round table. It's like we're meeting on the airwaves. We're broadcasting from the round table. Excuse me. We've tapped into a higher power as we sit together where two or more are gathered. Because I'm going to focus on tomorrow morning, what is calling me? What is tugging at my heartstrings? What is the undefined calling? It's if it's something that already exists, I'm going to sit with this and allow it to percolate. I'm going to allow passion to come into this. If it's something that I'm incubating and I don't quite have a handle on it, and I think that's where I'm at right now, although I do have a radio program already in existence, I already have a TV program, and I already do my coaching, and I have my intuitive insights every morning with a subscribe group, which I'm inviting you to come into, which is part of the meditation every morning, and then I email you that what I would like you to do the next morning. As we come together, and we just have this great intuitive development class going on the internet. And so let's look at if something is incubating and you don't quite know what it is. So you're coming to the round table. It's like you're coming to this place here. And you're just allowing everything to open. Well, let's take, yeah, we got to take Helena from Canada. Let's bring her on in. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you, Judith?
I'm doing just fine. That's and great. From Canada. What part of Canada?
Ontario. Ontario, Canada.
Very good. We have a lot of listeners from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And so how can I help you today?
Actually, I'm just calling because I'm divorced, and I have a hard time forgiving my husband, ex-husband now.
Yeah.
And I cannot really talk to him without fear in my stomach or fear that he's going to be judging me or like, I just don't know how to let it go and how to, because like everybody's like giving me the advice to send him love, just, you know, be nice to him. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just so hard.
Right, it is. And for a time, you may want to consider not be. Do you have to be in contact with him?
I would like to be because of the children. I would like to talk to him, and I because, like, I don't hate him or like I don't, you know, like he did like some mental and it ended up being also physical abuse, and that's why I left. But I don't know, I do accept him, like I understand that that's just who he is, and I don't want to, you know, I understand that I cannot change anybody or...
Only yourself.
Yes.
Only yourself. Okay, so what is, when you think about him and when you start to talk with him and you get that feeling, what part of the body is it lodged in? Where is it?
It's like in my stomach.
In your stomach. Okay, what, just, so, as you, put your hand on your stomach, okay,
okay.
And we're looking at what does this, what is this? Is there a, it's a fear, it's a, it's, what kind of a feeling is it? When you're thinking about your husband, you're talking with him, it's in your stomach, what is it?
It's, yeah, it's like a fear. It's like a, the whole, all my body starts shaking.
Your whole body starts shaking,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you now ground and just put your feet flat on the ground? And,
okay.
I want you to send your energy down into Mother Earth. It's like a
okay.
root going down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just anchor. You understand what anchoring is. It's like sending that taproot down into the earth so that you're,
yes.
you're very, very firm in who you are. Because I think what happens is you lose your identity. When he was doing the verbal abuse and the physical abuse, there was a part of you that fled and went someplace else. So what we're asking is that you bring, it's like a soul retrieval. I'm calling all the rest of you, Helena, calling it back from wherever it went when any time when there was verbal or physical abuse. Many people who have been raped or have had sexual assault, they went someplace else during this whole encounter because they didn't know what to do. They couldn't cope with it. So I'm feeling that we're going to call back all parts of you. And I want you to just visualize the top of your head. Now put your hand on the top of your head. Okay. You know, and this is the crown chakra, and it kind of tickles when you put your fingernails there. Can you feel that? Okay, I want you to imagine that all of you, Helena, is coming back from wherever it fled. It fled out of your body. I want you to call it all back. Call back your self-confidence. Call back the essence of Helena. Am I pronouncing that correct?
It's Melina. Yeah.
Elena?
M-I.
M-I?
Yes, it's Melina. Melina.
Melina. Oh, Melina. Okay, Melina. Yeah. Okay, so we're calling all parts of Melina to come back into the crown chakra, to just come into your body, all the way to the bottom of your toes, just like into a glove. Now, this is an exercise I want you to do every day. And take a couple days before of practicing this, before you make any attempt to talk to your ex-husband. Because I want you to be very grounded. I want you to bring all parts, the part that fled, the part that feels that they're insignificant, the part that is just not worthy. And I want you to call all parts back, and I want you to love all parts of yourself.
Okay.
So every day, maybe 2-3 times a day, just sit. You sit and you say, okay, I'm calling back all parts of Melina. Just bring them on back. Bring them and just touch the top of your head and say, okay, I'm opening to bring back all parts of myself. People, you know, their soul or parts of them break off, and they just, sometimes people feel that they're not whole. And that is because they aren't. They've had experience. So staying very focused and very much in your body. And then after a couple days, and you have the opportunity to talk with your ex-husband, keep remembering that you are worthy of being here on this planet, and that no one has the right to scare you, and no one else has the right to take anything away from you. And I want you to say, I am Melina, body, mind, and soul. I am only Melina. Can you say that?
Yes.
I am
Melina.
Body, am mind, and soul.
Body, mind, and soul.
I am only Melina.
I am only Melina.
All right.
Okay.
And then
yeah,
now I want you to take your fist. Take your fist. If you have your hand on, do you have a headphone or not? Okay. Take one of your hands or your fist and make a fist and pull it into your lower chakras, into your belly, where that fear is. Just pull it in. Pull it in. You feel that energy when I did that? I'm pulling, taking my fists and I'm pulling my energy into the first, second, and third chakra in my whole belly area, my lower belly, first, second, and third chakra. I am Judith, body, mind, and soul. I'm only Judith. So I have nothing else that isn't Judith in my energy field, and you have nothing else other than Melina, plus you're bringing back all those parts that are shattered and scattered.
And that makes so much sense, because a lot of times when I was talking to my friends, before I left the marriage, they would ask me the reason. I would basically say that I was just not allowed to be myself.
Right. And now you are. And when you talk to your ex-husband, that whole thing comes back again. Of not being worthy and not being able to be yourself. So now you've got some tools of calling back all parts of yourself, and the other part is to bring the energy into the first and second and third chakra, the lower belly, in the belly, and to use this expression, I am Melina, body, mind, and soul. I am only Melina.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I have another question. Do you, like, can you explain, like, why I would get, like, goosebumps all over my body, like, several times a day? And a lot of ringing in my ears.
Okay. Couple of things come to me. First of all, with goosebumps, when I get an aha, I get chills all over my body.
Okay.
And with the ringing in the ear, many times I will have that when I am receiving messages from spirit. Now, I don't know how much work you've done on yourself as far as your spiritual development. Sometimes we are so open because of what has happened. Sometimes the shattering of energy that's of when you know, parts leave, then we're left open and vulnerable, and sometimes negative energies can come in. That's why I want you to do this. I am Milena, body, mind, and soul. I'm only Milena. And mm-hmm. ask them to stop doing the ringing in the ears. They don't have a right to do that. They, meaning, you know, could be extraterrestrials or spirits or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye,
okay,
bye.
That leaves the lines open for anyone else who'd like to call in. First-time callers, we just would love to have you call in. All right. So continuing on, that just to recap for those people who have had any experience many times that you will lose parts of yourself. And meditation is so important right now based on all of the chaos that is starting to happen. And I don't want to do the gloom and doom. That's not what I'm here to do. However, there's energy. Like the last couple of days, there's energy that's been percolating up to the surface. I ran into several friends, and one of them came up to me because she knows that I do spiritual work and intuitive work, and she said, have you been feeling crazy? And yeah, I said, I don't know whether I'm sitting or standing or what. I said, there's such energy that's just, it seems like it's purging every cell of my body. And I can't seem to stop it. I say, okay, that's enough. And usually I can stop that then. It's hitting on all four levels. It's hitting on the spiritual level. It's hitting on the mental level, on the emotional, and on the physical. Especially on the emotional level. There's been a lot of emotions around. Many of my clients have had emotional trauma that they, you know, they say, what's going on? Everybody I talk to is pushing my button. And I said, good. What was it about? And one of my buttons that got pushed was, I thought, I'm not communicating from love when I was telling this person something. I really wasn't communicating from love. So, you see, because she pushed back. And I said, oh my goodness, what a great, great example of my buttons getting pushed. And now I'm looking at how can I communicate in a much more loving way? Because things are percolating up to change. On all four levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. So if people are pushing your buttons, welcome it. Because remember what I said with The Millionaire Mind by Harv Eker. If you're not being challenged, you're not growing. And now is the time to grow. If you or someone that you know has been just gliding along, sliding along on automatic, this may be disconcerting when things start, your buttons start to get to be pushed. That's an expression, by the way, for those people who are from other countries. It means that someone does something that irritates you or it causes you discomfort. And so your calm, orderly life is gone, especially if you've lost your job. Maybe you've lost a spouse, or maybe you've lost a child. There's many things that are happening right now. Unexplained situations are happening that are moving some of us, and again, I include myself, into the unknown chaos. Now, what popped into my mind was the day that our President Kennedy was shot, and it's coming up to the anniversary. I can't remember how many years it was, we all remember the trauma that we felt, the chaos, oh my gosh, our president was killed. And I think every one of us, those who are old enough to remember, we remember where we were and what we were doing. Always remember. Most people, if they are over, 20, 25 years old, you'll remember, or maybe not. All of this is, and it's that feeling when you've lost a leader, you've lost something, some connection to stability, where it moves us off center. And sometimes, as with our last caller, Milena, where parts just shattered and disappeared, where I don't know where they went, it doesn't make any difference. She's bringing them all back, I hope slowly, because if you bring all those parts back that have been shattered and scattered, it could be pretty chaotic too. So bring them in little by little, okay? Okay, we're opening up the phones for anyone else who would like to call in, and you have the number right in front of you. We welcome you to call. Okay, continuing. So all of this is leading to then a morphing, an extreme change. It's like a flow from one state to another. Kind of like when you look at the ice that is melting and it changes into water. And then the water, when it's heated, changes into steam. And then when it gets cool, then it changes back to the water. And when it gets very, very cold, then it goes into the ice state again. So this is a morphing that is in some cases extreme. For example, if we put ourselves, if you drop an ice cube into boiling water, it's going to happen very rapidly. If you crank that heat up, you're going to have a rolling boil, and then you're going to have steam coming up. So you see it's an evolution of where we're going with the whole world, not just individual little me right here. It is to do with everyone. And this is like alchemy. And we can cause this alchemy ourselves. We can be the ice cube that jumps into the cauldron and says, okay, I'm really going to do a radical change. You can say, well, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to run away from my marriage. I'm going to move to Tibet. And now this is drastic, where you're jumping into the frying pan with this very hot, and it's so things start to really start cooking very rapidly. Most of us like our change a little bit more controlled. However, with this global warming, it's happening faster than we had anticipated. If we look at the mighty oak or the redwood trees along the western coast in California and parts of Oregon, these trees took a long, long time to grow. And so that morphing, and the rings inside that record this history are moving very slowly. However, if someone were to cut that tree down and burn it, now that is a rapid morphing. And that's the ecology and the whole ecology and the economy and politics and policies are changing, some at a very rapid pace and some at a very slow pace. And one of the things that was in my daily paper today said, you are the CEO of your life. CEO means chief executive officer. You're the chief executive officer of your life and of your business. Lead it. In other words, participate in it. Be the leader that you are and do what you're here to do and be what, even though you don't know all your gifts and talents, get in there and let's do it. All right. Exciting. Exciting times that we came. All right, can use a little more water. We'll wait. Okay, going back to the four-week program that I was talking about before, it's only $88.88 That means from Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday and Sunday we do that too. You continue meditating Saturdays and Sundays and then emailing me, and then Monday I come back and I answer all these. So what we're doing is, as I'm assisting you in this whole process of getting you to that round table to meditate with a group. It's a virtual group. A virtual group, we all meet together in the castle in the particular powerful room with the round table. We all come together in our imaginary chairs and we sit there, and boy, do you feel it when a group like this gets together. Then you'll jump on this, either write it on paper or you'll put it in the email and or in Word, and you'll send it to me. And then I will email back to you. And remember, the email is conrad3198@comcast.net. We'll be focusing this next 4 weeks on tapping into this higher power, accessing God or Source, and to find out what is calling you, what is tugging at your heartstrings. Because I know with me, there's something that's really calling me, and I'm working at it. And it's right here, and yet Spirit doesn't want me to have it just yet. It's still being formulated, and evidently there are players that need to be put in place before I can step into something completely different than what I have been doing before. Doesn't mean I'll go off the radio. It just means that I will. There's something else that wants to happen. And I think if you're listening to this program, it's a pretty good chance that you're also experiencing that. All right. Kind of shy out there you are. Again, I have a couple more minutes so that I can take a call. So do jump on the phone and give me a jingle. In the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and continue my monologue. It's fun. You know what happens during this time when I'm doing this? Is when no one calls, I go to a deeper place. And then no one calls, and I go to another deeper place. Because you run out of whatever has been prepared prior to this, and then you, because there's time to be filled, you go to another place to find what is the next thing that Spirit wants you to say. And that's really what channeling is about. You have accessed a deeper place. And as you're accessing this deeper place, it's like thoughts come to you. If I were to channel and to talk about messages that I'm receiving from your higher self, they would be flooding into my mind. And as they flood into my mind, I have to slow down to be able to grasp any words, any thoughts that are being given for you. And I'm talking about you out there. It's like the group you, however, I'm thinking of you individually. And words come, and I slow down. Very much like when you do automatic writing, excuse me, and you write with your non-dominant hand, you have to slow down to be able to read it at a later time, and you have to slow down because thoughts will start to come at a very rapid pace. Now, many people say, well, I sit, and nothing comes to me. And I say to you, prime the pump. If I did know what thoughts were coming into my mind, what would they be? And you start then to just make, it feels like you're making up something. Words come. I like to get rid of the word I and talk about she. Judith is sitting. She's sitting here looking at the screen at Skype. and she's looking at words. So you see, it's not that I'm searching, however, I'm allowing words to prime the pump. To give you an example of what I experience when I go to that deeper level. And the next thing is once the words start to come, they will come very rapidly. And now you have to say, well, okay, I need to slow this down a little bit. And so you write slower, because you'll always get the most important points that you need, that are being given to you. they'll come back in a different format or different formula, different words. So you're grabbing on maybe every eighth word that you hear coming into your mind, and that's all you really need. And so then Spirit or God or whoever your higher source is, Saint Germain, knows that you're catching every eighth word, and don't you think that Spirit is going to plant the most important words and emphasize them so that you're going to get the gist of what's going on? You bet. You bet. And then what's happening now is I got the Queen of Cups I just pulled forward, that you're coming out from behind the veil. The veil is dropping. In fact, tomorrow, the 1st of May, Beltane, the veil is very thin between the ethers and between the levels of consciousness, between the upper and the lower, and between spirit guides, etc. So I'm all finished here, so I'm going to close. I want to remind each and every one of you that who you are makes a difference.